Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle every single day on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. Now, coming up in 25 minutes, we've got 10, well, not really. We've got 12 shows because we do shows on Saturdays now. But we've got 10 weekday shows before training camp starts, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons training camp starts in 2 weeks from today. We'll be out there, you and me, Flowery Branch. The morning show will be out there that day, too. As the Falcons get underway on July 22nd for training camp, which is a little early because of the Hall of Fame game, but it'll be great. We're looking forward to it 2 weeks from now. So every weekday show from now until then will count down from 10 to 1, the 10 biggest storylines leading into training camp. We'll get to storyline number 10 coming up in 25 minutes from right now. The Wendy Zone coming up at 11:40, as always. And we'll get back into the Braves coming up in about 7 minutes from right now as the Braves end the first half of the season, or at least the pre-All-Star break portion of the season, on a high note last night. An incredibly exciting ninth inning. Ronald Acuna with a chance to have a very exciting All-Star break tonight, participating in the Home Run Derby, then the All-Star game later in the week, then the Braves get back at it on Friday. So that's all coming up this hour. As always, the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line's open, 404-741-0929. You can let us know what's on your mind on Twitter as well. I'm at TBM929, Randy at RandyMac81. And you can keep responding to the tweet that we have right now at 929 The Game.
It's so funny. y'all people are funny.
People, man, are very funny.
People are getting mad. I'm like, what you getting mad at me for? We know it's not going to happen.
It's just a question. It's just a question. Just a hypothetical question.
That's all it is.
We know that the Thunder are looking for suitors to try to find someone to trade Russell Westbrook. Do it out there. Should the Hawks consider trading for Westbrook? If so, who are they willing to part with?
He's a team killer.
Team killer.
Yeah, I love the one that. What is
we know why everyone's leaving OKC, because no one wants to play with him.
Play with him. Yeah, it will stunt Trey's development. Well, Trey ain't gonna be here. Trey's in the trade. They're gonna want Trey in that trade. But no, I mean, you can't break that up right now because you're trying to build something.
Yeah.
Especially where Travis Schlenk came from, and he's trying to build it the way that he was taught. You know, coming up in the executive ranks. So I think this squad and our guy, I do like the duo they have here in John Collins and Trae Young. Now, I'm not going to put it in anywhere in the stratosphere of those other duos that we were talking about.
Yeah.
But, no, they have time to be special.
This is an interesting way to go about building a team, though. Somebody's going to make a trade for Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
Just like last summer, Kawhi Leonard unexpectedly came open in a trade where you wouldn't have thought you'd be able to get a player like that and trade for him. Toronto did, and well, Toronto won a championship last year.
Right.
Somebody's going to trade for Russell Westbrook, whether it's Miami. I know you would love that.
Yes.
If Pat Riley, by the way, could pull off this offseason where he adds Jimmy Butler, somehow unloads Hassan Whiteside's contract,
yes,
and he brings in Russell Westbrook,
yes,
I mean, they're not going to win a championship
but
that's a good team.
That's a good team.
That's a team.
It's a competitive team.
That's a good offseason for the Heat for Pat Riley.
That's the most important thing.
Somebody's going to make the move. Probably not going to be the Hawks. It's fun sitting here. How about hell no? Adams would be nice, though. Just reading the responses. We'll continue to do that throughout the show. All right. Let's get to the NFL No Huddle. You know what time of year it is.
Yes.
It's list season.
It's list season, Randy. We got another list.
But you know something about this list? I like this guy. Okay.
Well, you brought this list to our attention.
No, yeah, because he's a credible guy. You know what I'm saying? He's a guy that, you know what? We know who he is, other than them dudes y'all brought on last week. Like, who the hell is this guy?
Jimmy Slapstick from middleofnowhere.com's list.
Who the hell is this dude?
This is a Bucky Brooks list.
This is my
list.
Man Bucky.
This is a list of all lists. This is something worth actually discussing on a radio program.
Andy. I can't wait for the list tomorrow. We'll have somebody named Richard in the basement. Richard in the basement.
Richard in the basement. .com.
Yeah, with a bathrobe on.
This is Bucky Brooks. And the list is the top five sleeper teams in 2019. The Falcons are on Bucky Brooks' top five sleeper teams, along with the Packers, the Vikings, the Steelers, and the Jaguars. I agree with Bucky Brooks on this one because, you know, we've been, whether you care about the author or the outlet or whatever on some of these lists, it has been a good litmus test of sort of the way that people nationally are feeling about the Falcons.
Yeah.
There's no question that the Falcons are getting slept on leading into training camp, leading into this season because of what happened last year. We know how it works in the NFL. It's what have you done for me lately? Everybody's high on the Browns because of all of the moves that they've been making. And, you know, people like what is the new story? What's the hot new item in the NFL? The Falcons didn't have a great year last year.
No, they didn't.
Largely because of injuries.
Yeah.
They're bringing back a ton of great players this season. We all know that. We're close to it. I love the fact that they're getting slept on. That's great. Surprise some people.
They'll be fine. I mean, we all know that, you know, when you got a quarterback like Matt Ryan and Julio and all these guys, you know that you're going to be good offensively. The defense is where you look at because a lot of them were banged also, and you need a healthy Devontae Freeman in there also. But, I mean, I look at a lot of these teams. You say the Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to be better than people think they are, even though you lose A.B. and Le'Veon and everything. I still think they're going to be good. Jacksonville, they saw how they fell off. I mean, they just fell off the map. And a lot of that had to do with Blake Bortles, you know, and the fact that you put all this stock in a Leonard Fournette and he's not ready to be that dude. And what I mean by that, he's not taking the approach that, you know what, I'm the bell cow. If I don't play well, we don't win.
Right.
And so that's what happened in Jacksonville.
It will be interesting to see Nick Foles as their quarterback. It will be.
And
see what a difference that makes. If it makes a difference.
I don't trust Nick Foles.
I don't trust Nick Foles either.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of intrigue there, given what he's done the last couple seasons. Yeah. We've basically never seen anybody do what he did. Not only to come in as a backup and win the Super Bowl, we've seen people do that, but then to come back the next year and almost do the same thing, to sort of reignite their season. They won a bunch of games. They got to the playoffs, even won a playoff game. I don't know. They didn't win the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. But when Nick Foles came into that offense, things started to work again.
Yeah, because he had the right coaching staff, the right pairing of the – you're talking about head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterback coach. Now, the quarterback coach from that squad, he's now the OC down there in Jacksonville. So maybe it might work. But, I mean, I just have a hard time when Nick Foles is not with Andy Reid or Peterson, he just, you know, he's a different dude.
I don't think the Packers are going to be a sleeper this year. I don't think the Packers are going to be that good this year, personally. I think the Packers are going to be an 8-8 team.
I'm with you, man. I mean, you got that dude up there now. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, they got a great quarterback. We'll see how the situation goes with the coach.
Yeah, that's my thing because I don't know. That to me, that just does not seem like it's a match made in heaven.
I don't believe in the Vikings either.
No.
I don't believe in their quarterback.
No.
But I like the Falcons being on that list. All of the reasons why Bucky Brooks, you can check out the article. We'll tweet it out. Is on NFL.com. All the reasons that you know. Bringing back an incredible roster, you've got a franchise quarterback, you've got the best wide receiver in the NFL, you've got a lot of talent on defense that was hurt last year,
yeah.
And assuming and hoping, knocking on wood, that you're able to not have the type of injury-riddled season that you had last year. If it was Super Bowl or bust in 2018, there's no reason
now.
Why it shouldn't be Super Bowl or bust in 2019.
Exactly, that's my biggest thing. Oh, and we got a Gabe Gossett, hell yes. So we finally got, we got one.
Wow, we got a Russell Westbrook believer. One guy, Gabe Gossett. He's going all the way for it. Thanks, Gabe. We appreciate
it. But, yeah, this Falcons squad is built to win a Super Bowl. It really is because there are no perfect teams. And I know, you know, we look at the offseason as a big deal because you got people changing teams and all that stuff, everything. You still got to go play the game. And the great thing about it, today, whatever, July 8th, everybody's 0-0. Everybody's 0-0, so who knows? It's always 5-in and 5-out every single year. Why can't the Falcons be one of those 5-in?
All right, we'll get to storyline number 10 as we count down from 10-1 over the next 2 weeks leading into training camp for the Falcons. Storyline number 10 coming up in 15 minutes from right now. A couple more NFL stories here before we get back into the Braves. Frank Gore not only not going to retire, also apparently not approaching 2019 as if it's going to be his last season.
I hear you, Frankie G.
How is this humanly possible?
Frankie G take care of his body, though. He's one of the hardest workers you'll ever see. He doesn't take a lot of big hits. He's more of a slasher and everything. A great job of following his blockers and everything. And he's just one of my favorite players to watch, man. I always have had a thing for good friendship with Frank. We all train together. Me, him, B-Mac, all of us used to train together down in South Florida.
You never played with Frank.
No, they're playing. No, but we all trained together. Me, him, B-Mac, and everybody. We all trained together in Florida. And you will watch him work. I mean, out there in the 98-degree Miami sun. He got a full sweatsuit on, pulling sleds up and down a hill. I mean, the way he works and takes care of his body, I think he'd be fine.
Yeah, but it's amazing, though.
Yeah, like, it is. To be a running back?
It's a marvel that Frank Gore, at 35 years old, is talking about continuing to play in the NFL for a couple of more seasons. And the other thing, too, is he's still been really productive. It was 2 years ago that he had a 1,000-yard season.
For the Colts.
He had 961 yards rushing 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, this, he had 700 yards last year.
Yeah, and he was splitting carries.
It's crazy.
And he was splitting. That dynamic with him and Shady, and I think they signed Yeldon. That's going to be a different type. Yeah. You know, does Shady want to share that? Because you got to give Frank some carries.
It's not like Shady's young either, though.
No, he's
old. The split carries for him is probably a good idea too.
It might be.
But to me, it's like, yeah, you work really hard. You do a good job of taking care of your body, but you also just have something natural about yourself.
That dog, man.
To be able to stay healthy. And because the thing, too, is, I mean,
he was hurt
bad in college.
Yeah, toward ACL. A lot of people think that. And, you know, if Frank doesn't get hurt, like, do you hear Clinton Portis? Do you hear Willis McGahee?
Right.
Because, man, Frank was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, dominant.
Crazy stuff. Cool that Frank Gore is still thinking about playing in the NFL, not only this year, but beyond. Maybe he can play till 40. We're seeing a lot of quarterbacks play till 40. Maybe we can see a running back play till 40 as well. All right, we'll get back into some NFL, back into some Falcons in 10 minutes from right now. Let's spend a few minutes here in the remainder of this segment talking about the Braves, what they got done last night. Now that it's the All-Star break, obviously Ronald Acuna playing in the are going to be participating in the Home Run Derby tonight. Charlie Culberson was the hero last night.
Instead, you get a line drive to left. Charlie Culberson's there, made the catch. Runner tags, coming home, throw on line, and they got him, what a throw! That's a good double play, too. Couple of things he's going to look at here.
This is what I hate, though, right here. Listen, that's a good play. The throw took him right there. B-Mac gave him the front
gave
of the play. And I hate this. They're challenging just to challenge it.
Marty Foster. And the call stands. A great throw from Charlie Culberson, who has a cannon, and he showed it off.
Courtesy of Fox Sports out there, Jeff Francoeur is 100% right.
Yeah. Oh, you agree with Jeff?
He's a great broadcaster.
Oh, okay.
He does a really good job.
Right.
I think him and Chip have a great dynamic.
Hey, dude, Chip's awesome. Chip's amazing. And
that's not my problem
and
with Jeff Francoeur.
And Jeff is I really enjoy listening to him and everything.
He's doing great.
But if my wife had, you know, a crush on somebody like that. Oh, hell no. I wouldn't agree with nothing he
says. Yeah, that's the problem.
Hey, I wouldn't agree with nothing he says.
Just perfect.
Nobody's studying Jeff. He's wrong. You know, as right as he was right then.
He's wrong anyway.
Yeah, he got it wrong anyway.
Yeah, Charlie Culberson, play of the first half? Is that the play of the first half of the season?
It's hard for me. I mean,
I'm trying to think of other ones.
You had walk-offs and all that.
You know, I bet Brian McCann's walk-off against the Phillies. That's probably the play of the first half.
I'm going to go with Charlie's play.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Charlie's play as the play of the first half. Because, I mean, it was just maybe you're caught up in that moment, I mean, of when it happened in the game and all that. But McCann's walk-off was pretty sweet. But, yeah, I'll go Charlie, then the walk-off.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Yeah. And then I'll go in that order.
I'm trying to think of other really great moments. I mean, there's been other walk-offs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
McCann had another walk-off the other night, too. But no, you're right. I mean, just in terms of the actual difficulty of it, because Bo Johnson brings up a great point. McCann's walk-off was excellent. It also was a bloop single. Like, it was a bloop single to left center field.
Maybe it was just because it was him.
It was him. No, that's why.
It's him.
And the moment is against the Phillies.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was, because it's B-Mac. But, yeah, I'll go with Charlie.
Charlie's play difficulty level, I mean, the style points, that was the hardest play in terms of big moment plays of the season, no doubt. To make that catch, and then with all your momentum, because his body was kind of going.
He wasn't lined up or anything.
Yeah,
right.
He was running towards, like, first base with where he was coming in left field. And to be able to have the coordination, the athleticism, the strength to kind of be falling to the left like that and throw back across. It was almost like a Patrick Mahomes, like, scrambling to the left and still throwing the ball downfield to have that arm strength. And to have it put it right on the money, hit B-Mac right in the chest with it, and for him to make that tag. And he did a great job protecting the plate as well.
He did.
Because
we saw some yesterday, boy. What's I can remember the catcher for the Angels. LaCroix?
Yeah, Jonathan LaCroix.
He got crushed yesterday.
Yeah, he did. But no, that play by Culberson and the timing of it as well, given the fact that Luke Jackson was out there struggling. to say the least.
But he got the save.
He did get the save.
He got the save.
It's just a great example.
And was that a high leverage moment?
Pretty high leverage.
High leverage moment.
I mean, it's a one-run game,
yeah.
And then there's no outs, and the bases are loaded all of a sudden. Now, granted, some of this softly hit ball to third base. Josh Donaldson almost throws him out at first, didn't quite get him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tough. That's unlucky, I suppose. Definitely the bunt that blooped over the top of the mound is unlucky. You can't really blame Luke Jackson for that one. My issue is just like, okay, is he the most unlucky closer in baseball? Because every time he goes in there, something unlucky happens to him.
Yes.
Give me a lucky closer.
Or is it just you? Yeah.
Just give me some luck out there, as well as skill. Because he's got decent stuff.
Oh, he has. The dude can pitch. He has some good stuff, but it's just, damn, he already, he walked the first batter. Oh, he gave up a hit to the first batter. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always something with 77. But right now, he's a closer. Or no, he's the last guy to pitch.
Last guy to pitch.
Okay.
He was the last guy to pitch yesterday.
Yeah.
And he got his 14th save of the year as well. All right, All-Star break for the Braves, 54-37, 2 weeks away from training camp starting for the Falcons. We've got 10 big storylines headed into training camp. We'll start with storyline number 10 coming up next and what Thomas Dimitroff is talking about here.
Not concerned about it, nor is he. We'll get that figured out.
What is he not concerned about, and why is that a big storyline headed into training camp? We'll get into that coming up next. Right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yo, sending in their own rejoiners.
It was awesome, too.
Listeners did a great job,
really good job
on Friday.
Some very funny stuff.
We used them on the show on Friday. We used them on the show on Saturday as well when we were live from noon to 3 from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. You can keep sending those in if you'd like to. If you'd like to send in more rejoiners.
Okay, that note. Just one per person, okay?
Oh, yeah, one per person.
Yeah. Got a little bombarded with one person doing like 8, 9 of them, just one.
And we appreciate that.
We do.
I mean, that's good hard work. It's good to be an overachiever, no doubt about it. But, yeah, if you have a little rejoiner, like the things that we play coming back from break, like, you know, that one that we just played right there where, you know, it was a fine try. I just don't know that it was necessarily exactly the way that our show sounds. I like it better with the listeners. I think the listener sounds very much like Andy and Randy. That's what our show is all about.
That's what it is.
Show for the people, Randy.
Yes, the folks.
So if you have an idea for something that you want to use as a rejoiner, send it to Wendy, send it to me, send it to Randy on Twitter. We'll get those in there. We'll keep playing some of the ones that we got on Friday as well, work those into the regular rotation, and try to work the ones that are in the rotation now out. All right, so it's list season officially, right? We know that. And we're going to get to a Falcons number 10 on our countdown from 10 to 1 listing the storylines headed into training camp as training camp gets underway 2 weeks from today. Wendy also brings to our attention the Falcons season gets underway 2 months from today. The first regular season game at Minnesota September 8th. We're 2 months away from regular season NFL football, which is unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And it's just going to fly by. As soon as training camp gets here 2 weeks from now, it's just going to absolutely fly by. We're also in this weird little gap in baseball where you get a couple days off. And I know the Braves are going to be heavily involved in the All-Star break with Acuna in the Home Run Derby tonight and then three of the players in the game later this week and Brian Snitker on the coaching staff. But the little reprieve from baseball maybe means we get to have a mini baseball list
yes.
season. I think that this works for baseball season too, doesn't it?
It's list season.
Randy's got a baseball list.
I found
for
a
us.
List.
We'll get into it tomorrow.
And it's credible. It's not by Joseph in the robe. Okay, Joseph in his mom's basement or in the garage in a little side room.
Yeah,
typing up something on a typewriter.
What's wrong with living in your mom's basement?
Nothing at all.
What's the stigma?
Nothing
there?
At all.
Everyone wants to use that as the biggest insult. Well, rent's expensive. All right.
When you're a grown man, though, I mean, and I get it. I get it. There's not everybody needs help every now and then. Yeah. Like my mom, she has. It's funny. She has this like this house. Outside the house, right?
Yeah.
And so she's like,
two houses?
No, it's a guest house.
Oh, okay.
And she asked me, I asked her why she built it and everything. She said, baby, you never know when you got to come back home. I said, Ma, I will live in a cardboard box before I move back home with mama. Dude, I love my mama. I ain't going back home. I ain't going back to Angel House.
I went back.
I refused.
I went back one time. It was brief because I got a job back home after school. I was not expecting to be back there. And I moved in there for a few months in the basement. I was in the basement, nah. In mom's basement. I was literally that guy, which probably isn't the biggest surprise in the world.
Tell me this. Did you have to come in at a certain time?
No. But I did have to answer for, like, you know, if I was out for a while and maybe I slept in a little longer on Saturday and maybe had a headache that I didn't need to have. Like, what happened last night? I don't know. We went out. Why? Why would you do that?
See, that's what I'm saying. I got time for that.
I don't want to be questioned. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 30-year-old, but whatever. I am living in my mom's basement, so it's the decision that I made to save money on rent. Whatever. Here's the deal. We'll get to that list tomorrow. They've power ranked the teams in baseball as it is now the All-Star break. Hopefully Ronald Acuna can have a great home run derby tonight as well. We'll get back into the Braves in the 12 o'clock hour. Coming up in 15 minutes, the Wendy Zone. But now, storyline number 10 with the Atlanta Falcons, with training camp 2 weeks away. Thomas Dimitroff has talked at great length about this offseason, rightfully so, because I think that this is something that, if it's not dealt with in the next 2 weeks, could be an issue when we get to training camp, and that's contract situations for certain guys. Grady Jarrett, which we'll talk about in a minute, Julio Jones as well. Here's Thomas Dimitroff talking on that.
Julio, first, no timeline on that. We'll continue to talk with both Julio and his representation. I mean, again, we have really good conversations with them, so there's no particular time on that. Not concerned about it, nor is he. We'll get that figured out.
So with 2 weeks to go, power rank what you think is most likely to happen.
Julio get his deal.
Julio's deal, Grady's deal, Deion Jones's deal.
Julio's deal. Okay. I think it'll go Julio, Deion, and then you address and see what you can do with Grady. Because right now, I just don't see them getting anything done with Grady. I don't know what Grady's asking for. I'm looking at the top 4-3 defensive tackles. And right now, even with his franchise tag, he's the fourth highest.
Mm-hmm.
If you just talk about total value. I'm sorry, you're talking about average per year. And that's by Fletcher at 17, Geno at 16, Kaywan at 16, and then there's Grady at 15 too, followed by Marcel Darius at 14. So does he want somewhere 16, somewhere in that area? So, but it's hard for me to think that they're haggling over $1 million. You know, my thing is, How much is guaranteed? I think that's the issue more than anything when you talk about this contract. I don't really, 15 mil average, okay, fine. Well, how much of that money is guaranteed? I think that's what's holding us back.
Yep, I think that's a big part of it. We also really don't know what the difference is between where they are and where he is. And I wonder, we spent a lot of time talking about is Grady asking for Aaron Donald-type money? Obviously, the Falcons aren't going to go that far. But would Grady Jarrett accept a deal that was an annual basis for the next 3-4 years that looks like what he's going to get this year? Is he going to take it? Do you think he would take a deal where he's averaging $15 million?
It's guaranteed.
What's guaranteed? Yeah. That's the
difference. Yeah, what's guaranteed?
Okay.
Yeah, because we looked at Jake's contract. We're like, oh, Jake got 75 mil.
Kind of.
Got 20 mil guaranteed.
Yeah.
No, bro.
Yeah.
No.
Jake Matthews' contract is one that was so front-loaded with that guaranteed money that it basically, I mean, it's just like kind of what they did with Ty Sambrelo as well. If Jake Matthews gets all of the money on the contract, just like if Ty Sambrelo gets all of the money on the contract that they gave him, that's because he earned it, and he was a starter for that long.
And I got no problem earning my money.
No, absolutely.
That's why I learned it.
But they gave themselves tons of outs.
Yes.
Now, the total possible money on those contracts seems like a lot. Those are the numbers that we look at because we're fans. The numbers that players look at are those guaranteed monies, because you can get cut real quick once the guaranteed money's gone.
You sure can.
And oftentimes that's what happens when you underperform.
Where's that? Where's my loot? But yeah, I think, I would love for them to get Grady's done. It's got to be done in a week, matter of fact.
Yeah, you got a week.
They got a week to get it done.
They got till July 15th.
And so, Deion Jones, I know the Falcons don't do it a lot, but he could be a candidate for an in-season extension. They don't do it a lot. Dimitroff and them, they don't. But why not? I mean, he's your guy. You need that guy. He's a centerpiece of your defense.
Here's my concern as we're talking about the contract juggling that Thomas Dimitroff has to do right now, whether he does it in the next 2 weeks or whether he waits in season with some of this stuff like you mentioned, Randy, because they've done that. They did that a couple of years ago with Ryan Schrader.
Yeah, I mean,
that
was an in-season contract. They don't do it a lot, but they do it sometimes.
Yeah. My problem with waiting on Deion is twofold. A, Bobby Wagner's money is going to be ridiculous.
That should be the one.
When he gets that money.
That should be the one.
I mean, that's the biggest one.
Yeah.
But the second one is Deion Jones is going to make that contract, is going to give himself more leverage. Every down Deion Jones plays healthy on the field gives him more leverage, because Deion Jones is really good. I mean, when he's on the field,
he's on the field.
That's the argument for him getting as much money as he wants.
Yeah.
Just watch. Go back and even watch when he came back from injury last year, the last 3-4 weeks of the season, as he was getting back to actual game speed and looking healthy. It's no secret why the defense looked better when Deion Jones came back last year. Now, the season was done already, and you won a handful of games that ended up giving you a worse draft pick. But Deion Jones playing football is the bottom line argument for Deion Jones getting paid.
Yeah.
Bobby Wagner getting paid a bunch of money helps that argument as well. But every snap, Grady Jarrett's the same thing. If you don't get Grady Jarrett's contract done and Grady Jarrett goes out there and has the best year of his career,
which he's coming off of,
think Grady's going to ask for less money?
Yeah, which, that's my thing. I mean, which he's coming off of. And I know there's a couple other guys. Everybody wants to talk about Keanu. Well, Cam Newell, he has another year. Yeah, you can have the 50 option. Devondre Campbell. You know, this is last year of his deal, too, right?
Yeah, he's a fourth-round draft
pick. Yeah, last year of his deal, too. So, again, we knew that they weren't going to be able to keep everybody. And Devondre is going to try and get some nice money. I mean, he can get some – and I always go with the example of how Dan built this defense as far as the linebackers, because Devondre does remind you of K.J. Wright, and they were able to get something done with K.J. before they had to give Wags all that money. So, I mean, Grady's going to be a Falcon. It's just a matter of when. I mean, what I mean is getting that contract done. I don't think they'll get it done this year with the franchise tag, but Grady's going to be a Falcon.
Do you think anything will happen before training camp starts? Because I'm with you. I think Grady Jarrett plays the 2019 season for the $15.7 million.
Look at the top 10. Tag. The top 10 defensive tackles as far as, you know, average per year. Grady's the youngest of them all.
Okay.
Grady, everybody's
That's
29.
Great.
Everybody's 29, 30, 31.
Grady's
26.
25? Is it 26?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so he could still get that long-term contract and be in that group for the next handful of years. I would love it if they could do something with Deion Jones. Again, I just think it's smarter. You don't want to be in this situation next summer with Debo.
Should have had Grady done last year.
Right. And this is the exact same thing. Yep. Don't have to franchise Deion Jones next year because he plays too well this year and you don't want to pay him what he wants. Don't put yourself in the same situation next summer as you are with Grady Jarrett right now with Deion Jones. I think the one that has the best chance of getting done, I actually think it will, and my guess would be that it'll be announced 2 weeks from today.
Julio.
On the opening day of training camp. I think we'll be out there when they tell us that Julio Jones' contract has been finalized, much like last year, opening day of training camp, they got Jake Matthews' deal done. Mm-hmm. I do think that gets done with Julio Jones in the next couple of weeks, hopefully.
I hope they get Grady done.
I hope so, too.
Because if you want to find some money, you can find some money.
Oh, yeah, you move around.
You got to pay it back.
You can get creative. Eventually, you got to pay it all back at some point. Yeah. Maybe put yourself in salary cap peril down the road.
The Saints one do thing. It.
Yeah, that's true. We'll pay for it later. Yeah. Put it on layaway. It's fine. We'll get to it next year, the year after that. It doesn't build up interest, does it? Oh, it does? Oh, all right, that sucks. All right, we'll come back. The Wendy Zone coming up next. Wendy Adams studio right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
11:40 here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. That means it's time for the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams in studio with us here, 20 minutes away from the most important audio in the entire world to kick off the noon hour. Happy Monday to you, Wendy. How are you?
Happy Monday, guys. I'm going to start with this because Twitter remains undefeated.
It does.
And when you have an error on Twitter,
everybody lets you know.
Everybody's going to let you know. Before I get to the one that was really egregious, there was one before that. So we all know Jimmy Butler had the sign-and-trade deal to the Miami Heat from the 76ers. That happened over the weekend. So the 76ers tried to do a nice thing on Saturday, but they failed pretty miserably. So they sent out a thank you to Jimmy Butler, which was really nice. So in the writing, it said thank you, comma, at Jimmy Butler, which is his handle. And then you look down at the graphic. It has Jimmy Butler standing there, two sides of him. So from the back, you can see it says Butler, his number 23, and then another one of him sort of looking off to the left. But it says, thank you, Jimmy Butter, B-U-T-E-R, in the graphic.
Buter? Butter? Buter? Whatever?
Damn, spell check.
Come on.
But Twitter decided to go with Butter, so there was a lot of great tweets sent after that, including Jimmy Butler's face on a land of frost or like land butter sort of butter thing. There's butter faces of Jimmy Butler now. So you need to make sure before you put up a graphic, just have someone double check it.
What kind of butter do you use?
Ghee.
Ghee.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's the keto
ghee.
Butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We use that Brummel and Brown stuff. It's like yogurt butter my wife uses.
Uh-huh.
Makes the toast real soggy.
Yeah. Oh, and then we use it's in a green tub. She buys it.
Oh, okay.
I do all the grocery shopping, so I buy it.
You buy it, but you're told to buy it.
Yeah.
You follow the instructions on the list.
Oh, I make my own list, dude. I got this.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't show me no list.
Well, you just said she buys it.
No, I said she, meaning that that's the one she bought.
Oh.
So that's why when she did grocery shopping
got
all
it.
The time.
Got it, got it. Okay.
Just I just buy whatever's on sale.
Trying to understand.
Is the butter on sale? Yep, I'm going to take that butter.
You know what I miss, though?
What?
Like the Crocker Burger butter.
Oh, yeah.
And the brown thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man.
I'm with you.
Good stuff.
I mean, butter makes everything better, pretty much.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
It pretty much does.
Butter and bacon.
Butter and bacon.
You know what Jimmy Butler should do now is come out with a butter.
Why not?
Wouldn't
Jimmy's butter?
Jimmy is perfect for Miami. He's already down there in Little Havana at the Domino Park playing dominoes with them old cats. Jimmy's going to love Miami.
Who wouldn't?
What?
Who wouldn't love Miami?
Oh, yeah, it's cool. That place is awesome. Going down there hanging out with oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool spot. But, yeah, who wouldn't love Miami?
Okay, so that was a simple, egregious tweet.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
You forgot the L in Butler in a graphic that you made probably beforehand, didn't have someone double-check it. But this one this one's just head-scratching. So the women's national team won their second consecutive World Cup. We all saw it. It was great. It was really fun. It was exciting. You saw the locker room video. And then you have the publications saying their congratulations. Everyone's on Twitter congratulating the women's world team. And Bleacher Report decided to send out a tweet with a very interesting graphic. I'm going to retweet it at 99 the game. So
they've deleted it since, by the way.
It has since been deleted. So it shows 15 of the U.S. women's national team in the graphic in this mural. I'll call it a mural. So they didn't even put everybody who was participating in the World Cup on the mural. They also left out the manager of the women's national team. So it's them in the front. And then you have an array of celebrities behind them, including you have Brad Pitt, you have Kobe Bryant, there's LeBron James on here, you have Jay-Z and Beyonce, Zac Efron, you have the cast of Modern Family. I see Stranger Things on this list. Way in the back, you have Landon Donovan. Next to Saturday Night Live's Andy Samberg.
I think Iron Man is on there, the superhero.
Iron Man and Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel's on there. Cast of Friends is on there.
And it's Matthew the weirdest Barry graphic I've ever seen. By the way.
Matthew Berry's from Canada?
Yeah. Matthew
Get him
Barry
the hell
from,
off our
from
flag.
From Canada,
man.
You have Oprah, dude. Clem Dempsey. But
it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It's not weird. Stupid.
All right. Thank you.
I was like, what the heck is this?
You.
Man, it was so stupid. Let them women have their stuff, man.
Seriously.
That was so dumb. I got irritated. I was like, who...
What do you think the point of it
what
was?
What was the point of it?
Yeah,
we're all Americans.
The only hashtag,
we're all Americans or what?
Yeah, the hashtag they had above the mural said hashtag one nation, one team.
Yeah.
Let them women have theirs.
But it was their moment.
Yes.
Right.
It was them doing the work.
Well,
none of the
other do it tomorrow or something.
But none of the other celebrities had anything to do with them winning a World
Cup. And they're just random celebrities, too. Like, it's the cast of Friends. Like, what? Come on.
Oh, to leave out Jill Ellis.
Right. I mean, the manager.
The manager
That's very
of,
strange.
Of the team and only 15.
Probably the best manager in, soccer manager in both men or women's national, in the history, man.
You know who had a weird tweet yesterday, too, was the Hawks. I don't know if anybody's talking about this, but they had, what is the hashtag
One nation, one team.
One nation, one team. They put that out too, and it was Megan Rapinoe. Great. Mm-hmm. Go U.S. women's national team. It was Christian Pulisic, the kid from the men's national team, and then Trae Young. It was just kind of the three of them, like, photoshopped kind of next to each other. What? I didn't get it.
Why?
It was very weird.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It wasn't as bad as the Bleacher Report one, but it was very confusing.
Let the ladies have their moment.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just very bizarre.
It was dumb.
It's yeah, and I think the Kardashians are on here too. By the way,
they look like Jeremiah in the robe.
Garbage.
In the robe and in the spare room.
And then
just
I don't
thinking of something. Crazy.
And then they have
what?
Tom Cruise in there.
I don't know.
From Top Gun. There's just a whole bunch wrong with the graphic. If you haven't seen it, I'll retweet the link to it at 92 on the game.
Justin Bishop recommends banner butter. If anyone's looking
banner
for
butter
suggestions.
Okay.
What is it called?
Banner butter.
Banner butter.
B-A-N-N-E-R. Okay. Like David Banner, but I don't think it would be great if it was David Banner's butter, but I don't know if it is.
Does all butter not taste the same?
Yeah. To me, it does.
I've never done a butter taste test.
Apparently,
like
this is a local, small batch cultured butter maker.
Okay.
Banner butter. So it's a local Atlanta.
Where you get it at?
You support local.
Where you get it at?
Bannerbutter.com.
Sure. Okay, cool.
I don't know if it's available in stores or not, but they've got a website.
I will go look it up.
Looking website.
I guess all
sounds expensive. Both sounds expensive.
It is. Anything that's called small batch is going to be expensive.
Banner. What is it? Banner?
B-A-N-N-E-R
okay.
butter. Banner
okay.
butter.
Banner butter.
Support local.
Okay.
Yeah, buy local.
Is it on sale?
I don't know.
Does it taste the same as either butter?
I have no idea.
I really feel like butter.
I haven't tried it yet. I'd like to put it on some toast, maybe a scone, muffin, biscuit.
What's a scone?
Yeah,
I don't know if you put butter on it. Yeah, a scone. It's like a breakfast thing. And you don't know if you put butter on scones.
Randy, do you know what a scone is?
I just asked a question.
Yeah, I don't know what a scone is.
Really? It's like a breakfast.
A triangle-shaped muffin. Okay.
Triangle,
that's what
both said. Yeah, breakfast pastry kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good. Scones are good. I like cranberry orange scones.
Are they like filled with stuff in them?
Not all. Oh. They have stuff in like baked in them,
uh-huh.
But they're not like filled like a croissant would
like
be filled.
Is it like a strudel?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like crumbly. It's okay. Like an overcooked biscuit almost. Right. But it's good, though.
That sounds actually really nice.
Yes, could you go down to Starbucks right now and get a scone?
Maybe I'll get a scone and the Banner butter and put them both together.
You'd be having a good day if you did that.
I'd be having a good breakfast.
You guys never heard of scones before?
I think I may have. But I've never had a scone.
All right. I'll bring scones tomorrow for breakfast. Randy won't be allowed to eat them.
Oh. If they hear out...
I'll see if they have keto scones.
Yeah, and by the way, I got to go out on a limb. My man Andy, he brought me some of the ribs he made on Saturday. Brother man, good job.
You did good?
Good job. They were really good.
I did it.
They were really, really good, man.
The Randy McMichael stamp of approval. And like we had people over on Friday and they were staying with us over the weekend. And you texted me that on Saturday. I was like, Randy likes my ribs. That's all that matters. And they were like, we liked your ribs too. And I was like, I don't care about any of you people. I only want Randy to be happy. Randy is the grill master.
They were so good.
My wife didn't like that response.
Oh, I know she didn't.
Whatever.
I know she looked at you like you were crazy.
She was going to love me no matter what.
That's all.
Even if I made bad ribs.
Randy liked
the ribs. That's what matters most.
Well, let's stick with the whole viral thing. We're talking about those two murals and the one graphic. There was a woman in England who took a few pictures at a grocery store of their American food aisle. So in England, there's an American food aisle in one of their grocery stores.
Really?
And here are some of the groceries that people are very upset at. So I'm just going to go through the list that people have pointed out. So there's lots of candy, including Nerds, Reese's Pieces, and Jelly Belly Jelly Beans. Twinkies and Pepperidge Farm cookies.
All right, fair.
Breakfast foods like Pop-Tarts and Lucky Charms. Pumpkin pie filling.
No problem with any of that.
A1 steak sauce.
You know, for Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Yeah, who else eats it? When do you eat that?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't need a pumpkin pie.
I know.
They have A1 steak sauce. I'm okay with that.
A1 steak sauce.
Okay.
Jack Link's beef jerky.
Okay.
And this is the one everybody had a problem with. Hot dogs in a jar floating in water.
Ugh, yuck.
That is on the American food aisle.
That is
England.
What people in Europe think we eat, though.
Yes.
We went to Spain, and we were staying with the Spanish family, and they wanted to make American dinner one night.
Uh-huh.
They made us hot dogs and scrambled eggs. I was like, what?
Hot dogs? Yeah. Scrambled eggs?
It's American dinner night. Hot dogs and scrambled eggs.
Oh, all that's right. Crazy.
Cool, thank you. Whatever.
Was it good?
I mean, no. It was hot dogs and scrambled eggs. It was fine.
It seems like a really special. Bizarre like, combo.
Yeah, it was nothing special. It wasn't as good as the Spanish food they normally made. Whatever. I appreciate them trying.
Yeah, dude. If I'm in your country, make me what y'all eat.
Yeah.
I can eat bacon at home.
Hey, Atlanta United supporters, stop by Twin Peaks in Kennesaw this Wednesday from 2 to 7 for the pregame before the U.S. Open Cup match with Dukes and Bell, tailgate-like champions with 92.9 The Game at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw for the Dukes and Bell live broadcast this week from 2 to 7, this Wednesday from 2 to 7. Thank you, Wendy. That's the Wendy Zone. You all right, Randy? Randy fumbled his phone. What happened? You all right?
My crazy wife.
All right, we'll come back and get to the most important audio in the world, including Charlie Culberson being jacked.
It's the most jacked I've been on a baseball field in a long time, so that was a blast. It was fun.
We're all jacked around here, Charlie. We'll come back and get to more of that coming up, top of the 12 o'clock hour next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.